stage here, please.
All right. Alrighty, so I'm on a couple of minutes early. I am Erin Darling, class of 2003, here for the 2026 WONY Alumni Reunion. Coming up today, I am going to be playing some songs that I haven't really played a lot since I was a student, so I thought I would kind of revisit some songs today and you know, some ones that I haven't really played during my alumni hour shows. So coming up today, I've got the Beastie Boys, Elvis Costello, Death Cab for Cutie, the Mooney Suzuki, and Cat Power. And I am going to start today's show with a musician that I went to see last month at the Water Street Music Hall in Rochester. Shout out to my friend Lisa, who I went with and who was also my escort. This is our friend's Electric. And coming up, I've got the Beastie Boys and De La Soul, and then I'll be back on. So, yeah, this is Gary Newman with his old band, the Tubeway Army. You are listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, keep it locked.
I'm gonna
smiles. And it hurts and I'm ugly, but I should never have tried. I missed you tonight, so it's time to leave. You see, I mean everything to me.
So for, okay, so you just heard Gary Numan, and that was Our Friends Electric from his 78, 79. Oh, hold on here. The Beastie Boys from their 1998 album Hello Nasty. That was Remote Control. Before that, you heard Our Friends Electric by Gary Numan with the Tubeway Army. And I saw them last month in Rochester last month at the Water Street Music Hall. I went with my friend. Shout out to Lisa, who might be working right now, but anyway, it was a really great show, really surprised me in the best of ways. His wife is not doing very well, so he held up like a little sign at the end of the show. And he also brought on his daughter, and she sang for a little bit. So what's happening is that I have somebody with me. Who are you?
I'm Maya Martha.
Oh, okay. Hi, Maya. Okay, awesome. I didn't really do much in terms of e-boarding or anything like that because I didn't have very good social skills when I was in college. But I had a radio show. I guess I had enough of social skills to have a show. So right now we're getting it set up so that I don't have any glitches going forward. So you're the PR director. What grade are you? Oh, wow. So, yeah, not too far from now. Are you nervous? Are you excited?
I'm definitely nervous. I really love being here. I'm going to miss everything. I'm going to miss family and all my friends. But I'm definitely going to be coming back up to visit.
Oh.
For next alumni weekend for sure.
Yeah, so do you have a job lined up? Or are you going to kind of, like, take a little bit of a break or... Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you do?
So I work, so my degree was in computer art, if you will. So I have some background in video and did a lot of like computer photography and computer programs. And right now I work in healthcare. That's my day job. And then as a side thing, I write articles for local publications. And I also... do some radio reporting for WJFF, which is an NPR station that is based out of Liberty in Sullivan County. I do a lot of, I report on restaurants and food professionals in the area. I also am on a podcast called Keep the Dream Flowing, a Woodstock 1969 podcast, and long story about how I wound up on that podcast, but I'm on it, and you can find it wherever you find podcasts. And it actually, Spotify would be the host podcast.
That's awesome that you have kind of do all the things that you're passionate about, like the and all that.
Yeah, well, I don't have kids, and I'm not married, so that's probably why I'm able to kind of do all that, even with a 40-hour-a-week job. Oh, ready to go? All right. So we're going to, so the next, so coming up, I've got, this is De La Soul and Me, Myself, and I. You're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY 90.9 FM. Yeah.
And for me, myself, and I. My person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-tip and he stay taxed. Me and the middle of the world, shadow, shadow, in my tracks. I keep falling in the blood, so I don't get an aftermath. What can I do? I calmly pop them in the front of the aftermath. If you're trying to mess with me today, that's me, myself, and I.
So the next one is a song that is very, I played a lot when I was a student at Oneonta, but I guess it holds some significant meaning because I will be crossing this particular threshold come July. And coming up, I've got a Then and Now from Death Cab for Cutie and The Birds. Right now, this is Elvis Costello and 45.
Bells are chiming for victory. There's a page back in history. 45. They came back to the world that they fought for. Didn't turn out just like they thought. 45. Is born. There's a record, so you put it on. 45. 9 years far over lucky now. 9 year old puts his money down. 45. Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I held for you. 45. There's a stack of you lack and mine, oh, which is yours and which is mine. 45. And treble heal every hurt. There's a rebel in a nylon shirt, but the words are a mystery. I've heard till you turn it down to 33 and a third, cause it helps with the elocution. Corporations turn revolutions. 45. Something peculiar said, perhaps he's got a shot, now he's dead. 45. Bells are chiming and tears are falling. It creeps up on you without a warning. 45. Every scratch, every kick, every heartbeat, every breath that I bless, I've been lost. I confess. 45. 45. to five. Four to five. Four to five.
Hey.
That was The Byrds and Time Between from their 1967 album Younger Than Yesterday. Before that, we had a little double shot from Death Cab for Cutie with Riptides from their brand new album of the same name, and a movie script ending from their 2001 album, The Photo Album. And I am going to be seeing Death Cab for Cutie at CMAC in Canandaigua on July 18th. The day before what will be my 45th birthday, women aren't supposed to talk about their age, which was preceded by 45 by Elvis Costello from his 2002 album, When I Was Cruel. So I am Erin Darling, class of 2003. This is the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY Alumni Weekend. Got a lot of very cool DJs coming up this weekend. Coming after me is going to be John O'Rourke. I know that Sean Ford is going to be on a little bit later. They're in the lounge, or were in the lounge, so I thought I'd just give them both a shout out. So yeah, we're going to have a fun weekend, folks. But I'm going to get back to the music because that's what I do best. Coming up, I've got Sleater-Kinney, Stereolab, Cat Power, who I am going to be seeing at the Smith on July 20th, Smith in Geneva, New York, on July 29th. But right now, I am going to play a band that I went with a couple of, when I was in my senior year of college, I went with a couple of DJs from WONY to a venue in Albany that I no longer remember. I don't even know if it exists anymore. And this band played with a band from Sweden called the Sahara Hot Nights. This band also recently played Little Stevie's Underground Garage Cruise. This song has also been in my head, so that's why I'm going to play it next. This is the Mooney Suzuki and the title track from their 2002 album, Electric Sweat. I'm Erin Darling. You're listening to the Smorgasbord Music Show on WONY Alumni Weekend on 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Must be the electricity. Get ready, get set. love came to my door with a sleeping roll and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd seen him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to call. Change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through him, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park and went looking for a woman to court and spark. Seemed like he read my mind. He saw me mistrusting. All seen the stain on their daily bread, on their Christian names. I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues, and you could complete me, I'd complete you. His eyes were the color of the sand and the sea, and the more he talked to me, no, the more he reached me. But I couldn't let go of L.A., city of the fallen angels.
All right, that was Joni Mitchell and Court, and the title track from her 1974 album, Court and Spark. Before that, you heard Living Proof by Cat Power from her 2006 album, The Greatest. I am going to be seeing Cat Power again performing this album at the Smith Opera House in Geneva on July 29th. Before that, you heard Captain Easy Chord by Stereolab from their 2001 album Sound Dust, and I got the opportunity to see Stereolab finally last fall in Boston. They did a great job. They are fantastic. Finally glad I got to see them. I engineered an entire trip to Boston around it. Before that, you heard Sleater-Kinney and You're No Rock and Roll Fun from their 2000 album, All Hands on the Bad One. And I started that long set today with the title track from Muni Suzuki's 2002 album, Electric Sweat. I went to see them as a Woni DJ in Albany, New York. And like I said, I do not remember the venue. I don't even know if it's still around because it's been a really long time. But I'm going to be, I think this is kind of the end of the show for me. I got one more track to go, and then I'm going to throw it over to John, who's taking over. Yay. We've got, let's see, we got Neil here now. Is Sean still here? Mm-hmm. Is Jen still here? Okay, shout out to Jen. We've got some very cool stuff going on this weekend. Are you guys going to be part of the festivities, or are you just kind of overseeing my show?
So I think we're gonna go to I'm going to the dinner.
Oh, okay.
And then, tomorrow too, I think I'll be here.
All right, and I apologize. I forget what your name is, Stephanie?
Yeah.
All right, and your name again? I'm sorry.
Maya.
All right. Well, I thank both of you, and I especially thank Stephanie for letting me use her free platform. We'll just put it that way to protect you guys. And I'm very grateful that I got to do the show I actually wanted to do today. So that's really awesome. So My final track that I am going to play today, I like to close this every alumni weekend. This is a special song that I play for the late Dave Ring. And this is a song he used to conclude every year, every show, you know, his shows every year with. He used to dedicate it to all the graduates. It is a song by his favorite artist and my favorite artist, Bob Dylan. The song I'm going to play is Forever Young. I hope all of you really enjoyed my show today. Hopefully I will be back with another Alumni Hour show for summer break. I was hoping to do something maybe for like the end of April finals period, but I've got an article to write. So that's going to be on hold. But hopefully, like I said, I'll have something new for summer. Let's see, what else could I say? Yeah, so you're going to be hearing a lot of cool stuff throughout the weekend. Once again, I thank WONY and everybody here. You guys are the best. And so, so long, as I like to say, so long, farewell, Evita Jane, goodbye.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung, and may you stay. The light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong, and may you stay. Thank you.
You love enough and you love to death, it is a
place to play, yeah.
You love enough and you run out of breath, you need a
respirator.
You love enough and there'll be nothing that's left, you need a
cradle of thousands.